Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. A flamboyance and a troop, a pack and a fluffle, a swarm and a pod. Oh my! Get tickets to see them all at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. If you think I'm talking nonsense or gibberish, just come out to the garden for a walk and see all the wonderful flamingos in the flamboyance, as well as the other topiary animals growing in the garden this spring. Don't miss getting your picture as a butterfly in the topiary wings. As you head into the garden parking lot from Crenshaw, if you're coming up the hill, the line of white iceberg roses in the border area are a riot of bloom. If you're coming down the hill, it's the lantana and the Mexican blood flower around the entrance sign that will welcome you to the garden in style. The vine that is known as the Mexican blood flower will be blooming from now until late into the summer. After entering the garden, turn right to walk up into the Japanese garden. The wild iris is stunning, and the heavenly bamboo is just beginning to flower. However, the flower is not the attraction of the heavenly bamboo, which is not bamboo at all, but is in the Barberry plant family and is really grown for the interesting foliage, which is sort of bronzish when it's new, greenish in the summer, and then red in the fall, along with the lovely berries that come on after the blooms fade. As you turn to take a trip through the fuchsia house, see the trailing bell flower that grows in the rocks just around the corner there. This is a lovely addition to any rock garden as it will fill in space with lovely edible flowers and leaves. In the fuchsia house, take a look at the fuchsia species Boliviana. Native to Bolivia and Peru, it has hot pink flowers so hot they're nearly red. Also see Heidi Ann, a British cultivar with light and dark pink double blooms introduced in 1969 and still popular today. Then you can also find Doris Pasluck blooming in two shades of pink. Ahead you'll see the geometric flower beds where the purple butterfly bush is really beginning to bloom and attract the butterflies. This purple bedalia is one of many plants commonly known as butterfly bush, but this is also one of the most dramatic and has the best fragrance. Just ahead, in the seating area outside the staghorn fern collection, the plumbago are really beginning to grow unruly, which is how they grow throughout the garden. Plumbago grows with abandon and will mound up on itself or climb up a nearby plant or other support to display a riot of bloom. Walking out into the garden on the paved path will take you by the cane chola. This is a plant that's native to Mexico, and if you want a living fence, this is a plant that can do the job. Continuing from the paved path onto the dirt road will take you into the citrus fruit area where the Mineola tangelo and the Meyer lemon trees are setting fruit. Also, this area has a small forest of Chinese jujube trees that are in bloom just now. This is the first time I've seen these trees, so I'm looking forward to seeing if they set fruit, as the jujube is supposed to be a very reliable crop. As the path drops back to Tram Road, there's a wonderful tree fuchsia on the right side. There are more of these New Zealand natives with the violet red blooms just down Creek Lane. The wonderful sweet smell as you walk Tram Road is the honeysuckle that's just beginning to bloom. If you get out to Memorial Meadow Lane, see the flax leaf paper bark tree at the corner, and then head down to Memorial Meadow to see which of the iris are blooming this week. Don't miss Midnight Revelry. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.